You, more entertainment and more smiles for your family to enjoy with GoTV. Pay for your GoTV Plus, then Tizamstan upgrade to GoTV Max. Pay for GoTV Max, you get GoTV Super. Pay for Super and you get Super Plus at no extra cost. Enjoy more channels, more sports, makatuni avana, nama drama. Pay for your current package and get upgraded to the next higher package on us. This is a limited time offer. GoTV. Love it.
Lifenet values your activity and wants to celebrate with you. Stay fast and enjoy 1x free bet. Your weekly reward is just for you. Sign up at 1xbet.com.zn with promo code FreeBetFM to get a 300% welcome bonus. Bet with the rest score from Tuesday to Monday and get a guaranteed free bet. 1xbet is regulated by the Gaming Board of Zambia. Not for persons under the age of 18. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has condemned government over Bill 7 and Cyber Crimes Act. A female police officer has died after being run over by a truck in Livingstone. In international news, a death toll in South Africa's Eastern Cape floods now stands at 100. And in sports, Chelsea FC coach Enzo Maresca has described Tuesday's game against Esperance de Tunis as a must-win.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, AIPAC, expressed deep concern over the Ministry of Justice's handling of Bill 7 debates, criticizing the process as lacking legitimacy and ignoring key stakeholder input. AIPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says presenting the bill to Parliament under these conditions would be harmful to Zambia's democratic process. Mr. Ngoma has also condemned the Ministry for passing the Cyber Crimes Act without addressing serious concerns about clauses that threaten freedom of expression and whistleblower protections. He said this move contradicts commitments made by President Hakainde Hichilema to ensure inclusive and transparent lawmaking.
Our voices were shockingly ignored. The Cyber Crimes Bill was passed into law, with clauses that pose a significant threat to freedom of expression and the rights of whistleblowers in the fight against corruption. This development is particularly disheartening given the commitment made by the President to consider stakeholders' consent and ensure that the legislative process is people-centered. The recent condemnation of the Cyber Crimes Act in its current form by the UN Human Rights Commission only serves to underscore our deep-seated apprehensions. IPAC is concerned that the Act provisions may be used to suppress dissenting voices, sinful critical reporting, undermine the fight against corruption. IPAC urges the Ministry of Justice to revisit the Cyber Crimes Act and align it with international human rights standards, ensuring the protection of fundamental freedoms and the promotion of a just society.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has dismissed reports claiming that it authorized mining activities at Sansevi Mine in Shingola, Copperbelt Province. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, clarified that Sansevi Mine remains a private operation. He said government is engaging with its owners to ensure all activities are formalized in accordance with mining regulations. According to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo, Mr. Kabuswe reiterated the government's dedication to promoting safe and lawful mining practices. He noted that security agencies are collaborating closely to ensure an orderly regularization process.
So we've been engaging the owners to see how they can formalize operations of our young miners there so that they can do safe mining and legal mining. So really whatever is happening now is a way to try and actualize the discussions that have been going on between us and the owners of the Sansevi license. So over the weekend, I think the Member of Parliament for Chingola went to address them. Number one, to tell them that we will only allow legal mining. We have to remove any child labor around there. If they are underage kids, they must be removed. Then the miners must be dressed properly. They have to do safe legal mining. So we are also working together with the security wing. ZNS is part of it, and Zambia Police is part of it. We want to make sure that as this is going to be implemented, it must be implemented in a regularized, legal way and safe way for our miners.
A female police officer has died after being run over by a truck that failed to stop at a checkpoint along Nakatindi Road in Livingston on Sunday afternoon. Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka confirmed in a statement that the incident happened around 13:15 hours at Zawa Gate 3 security checkpoint, where the officer was on duty managing traffic. The accident occurred when the victim, Constable Elizabeth Banda, signaled the truck to stop at the checkpoint, but the driver failed to comply, and the officer was unable to get out of the way in time, resulting in the tragic incident. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka confirmed the victim, Constable Banda, age 35 of Livingston Police Camp, sustained severe injuries, including multiple broken ribs on the right side, a deep cut, and an open wound on her right knee. He stated that she was rushed to the intensive care unit at Livingston Teaching Hospital, where she later died while receiving treatment, and a chest x-ray confirmed that the broken ribs had punctured her right lung. Dr. Daka further explained that the vehicle involved was a Scania tipper truck, registration number BCG7924, driven by Bonnie Mbulo, age 40, of Kapiri Mposhi turnoff area. He was travelling from east to west. The driver escaped unhurt and no damage was recorded to the truck. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 43 license applications and 6 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 3.9 billion kwacha, approximately $5,159 million. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa disclosed that the 43 approved licenses span a wide range of energy-related activities that are critical to strengthening Zambia's energy value chain. Ms. Kasumpa said the value chain includes the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, among others. She further described the undertakings as vital to enhancing energy availability, promoting the adoption of cleaner and more sufficient technologies, and ensuring a reliable supply of energy products and services across the country. Ms. Kasumpa has since reiterated ERB's commitment to fostering a transparent, predictable and supportive regulatory environment that encourages sustainable energy investments aligned with the government's national development agenda and energy transition goals.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 43 license applications and 6 construction permits across the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment commitment of 3.9 billion Zambian kwacha. These undertakings are vital to enhancing energy availability, promoting the adoption of cleaner and more efficient technologies, and ensuring a reliable supply of energy products and services across the country. Among the 6 construction permits approved, 2 are for large-scale renewable energy projects. Fitula Solar Company Limited received authorization to construct a 12-megawatt solar plant in Chingola at an estimated cost of $11.5 million, while Ganaton South Solar Limited will develop a 20-megawatt solar power plant in Kitwe, representing an investment of $22.9 million.
In international news, the death toll in South Africa's Eastern Cape floods now stands at 100. Search efforts continue for those who are missing following the recent floods. A high-level delegation from different government departments visited affected areas on Sunday. Thousands of families have been displaced. Government departments continue to provide support to affected families, including helping them replace lost documents. Still in international news, Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio has been chosen to be the next chairman of the West African Economic Bloc, ECOWAS. The Economic Community of West African States, known as ECOWAS, was founded in 1975 and is facing challenges due to rising violence, member departures, and economic disturbances. In a statement following Sunday's announcement by